Ladies and gentlemen, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is the January 10th of 2023 meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board here at the Laughlin Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way in Laughlin, Nevada. I'll go ahead and read some items into the record. Items may be on the agenda may be taken out of order, and the board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on today's posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, otherwise known as the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, known as the PC, for final action. Please take a moment and turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. And if there's private conversations, please take them outside of the room here today. Within 48 hours, advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from our secretary, Tammy Harris, at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is or will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor in Las Vegas. And it will be available on Clark County's website, clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. Your board members, I'll go ahead and commence a roll call. Your board members here today are Fred Doten, present. Kathleen Haas?
Present.
Kathy Oakes, present. Herm Walker?
Present.
Present. Pamela Walker, no relation, present. Okay. So we have five members present. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our secretary is Tammy Harris, and she can be reached at 702-298-0828. Her email is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, dot Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at clarkcountynv.gov. Our county liaison is with us today, and he is Mark Moskowitz. He can be reached at area code 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173. His email is mark, M-A-R-K, dot Moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. This has been our call to order. If I can please have you stand for our Pledge of Allegiance. Alrighty, go ahead and be seated. And we've had our roll call. Item number two on our agenda today is, as some of you may or may not be aware, we are in a new term of office for your board again. So one of the first orders of business that we need to do is to appoint a Laughlin Town Advisory Chair and Vice Chair to serve this new two-year term and take any actions deemed appropriate. This was just mentioned that they would start officiating at the next meeting, or do you want them to officiate today? Or just have me finish out today? Just started today.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yep. Doesn't matter. I mean, I can just finish it out. It doesn't matter. So, okay. So, given that we have to appoint a new chair and a vice chair, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion. If anyone.
I would like to nominate Kathleen Haas as a vice chair and a chair.
Okay. I have a motion and I'll also second that. Is any. Okay. And Herm is 30. Okay, so I'll go ahead and call for a vote. All those in favor of Kathleen as our chair for the next 2 years, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, 5-0, motion carries. So now does she have to do the Vice Chair?
Finish that.
Okay. All right. So then I will entertain a motion for anyone who wishes to submit for Vice Chair for the next two-year term. Who'd like to be Vice Chair?
I'll make a motion that Pam Walker be Vice Chair.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. Okay. I'll go ahead and call for a vote. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Fred? I'm sorry. Aye. Okay. 5-0, and the motion carries. Okay. And I will, with that, turn it over to Kathleen. Do you want us to change physical locations, or this is fine? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yay, I get to be quiet. All right. I'll try.
Okay, we'll move on to agenda number 3, public comments. Is this on? Public comments, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about its items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings, items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public. This is the period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board or the majority vote. Okay, moving on. The approval of the minutes for the December 13, 2012.
So moved.
Motion.
Motion passed. Oh, yeah.
Okay, call for a vote.
Yeah, call for a vote.
All those in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Okay. Motion passed. Okay, we move on to informational items.
We have to approve the agenda for January 10th.
Oh, yeah, I skipped the agenda.
Sometimes you can.
Okay, can I call for a motion to approve the agenda for January 10, 2023? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passed. Now we'll go on to informational items. First one, let's receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz.
Thank you so much. First, I just want to say Happy New Year. Congratulations to our board who have been elected or appointed, and also congratulations to our new chair and vice chair, and our leaving chair, Kathy. Thank you so much for doing such a wonderful job for the last 2 years that I've been here. So you've been wonderful, so thank you.
And these ladies got it. So.
Yes, I'm very excited. So just a few little updates. The commissioner newsletter is on the back table for January. There's a lot of good information in it, so please be sure to pick it up. As we always say, we can send this electronically to you as well. It's very easy to get through an email, but lots of good information. As always, contact our office if you have any questions or anything that you have questions. Some good news is on January 3rd of this year, the Board of County Commissioners approved the Laughlin Road Rehabilitation Program. So what that means is they've selected a contractor for it. It was awarded to Las Vegas Paving Corporation. So it's gonna be about $7 million is what the contract is for now. What that means is that they've now awarded it after they did the whole bidding process, and then now they'll start to do the notice to proceed, they'll start to procure materials, and then they'll start to kind of do some kickoff meetings and let people know what's gonna be going on. So it's very exciting. This is Commissioner Neff's investment in the community and showing that a lot of these roads haven't been touched in 20 years, and this is gonna be a complete rebuild. So, just to remind everyone, the neighborhoods that are included are Palm Terrace, Villa Bonita, Laughlin Estates, Canyon Terrace, and El Mirage Estates. And the reason some roads might not be on there is because those are either private roads or HOA or gated communities. So those are not county maintained roads. But it's gonna be a wonderful program. It's not just the crack seal or the milling. It's gonna be a complete pull out and put brand new roads. So there will be a little bit of inconvenience with construction, but I think in the long run, the time that we'll have to be inconvenienced, which honestly will be very minimal, all it's gonna be is that maybe you have to move your car in the morning and move back in the evening. That's probably the main thing. But I think if we're going to work with the community and work with the contractor, we will get this done efficiently, and I think it's going to be a huge reward to the community. So Commissioner Naft is very excited about it. Our staff is very excited about it. I know the board is as well. So that's just very exciting that to kick off the new year. And those are all my updates.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to number two. Receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers from the Metro Police.
Hello, Lieutenant Rogers here from Metro. Thanks for having me. Just to touch on some of our community events, we just celebrated a retirement. So thank you for the board that members are able to come out there for Sergeant Gino Briscoe. He was on Metro for 36 years and 22 down here in Laughlin. So he's kind of been a staple of the community. So we are sad to see him leave. But and then also Detective Cliff Biley was one of our detectives. If you had any run-ins with him, he was a detective down here in Laughlin for over 12 years. So we've lost some of our longtime staples in the community, but you know, with Metro, we're continually hiring and recruiting, so we do have a replacement detective, and in the back of the room is my replacement, you know, on day shift here for Gino, Sergeant Mark Andres. So if I'm ever unavailable and you see him in here, then, you know, that's kind of as we're moving forward. So sad to see him go, but happy to be here. As far as community events, we had our annual Shop with a Cop, which was very well attended. A lot of volunteers. We were able to raise enough money for all the children that were invited out to come. And then we also did our Christmas assembly at the school on behalf of the Ellis family. So every child that attended Bennett Elementary got one Christmas present. So we'll make sure the kids down here that called off on their home were well taken care of this year. As far as stats, for the month of December, we responded to 321 calls for service. It's just up a little bit, about 10% since last December. Nothing to be alarming about. And then traffic citations were 164. We had two DUIs, and then we have made five arrests for domestic violence. 18 total bookings here at Tucker Holding. Also, we had a very good but busy, I'll call it New Year's Eve weekend, because anytime New Year's Eve falls in the middle of a weekend, usually people come for the entire weekend, not just the one night. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was very busy. Most casinos were pretty close to sold. I know three properties were completely sold out. So it was good, good weekend, and that's all I have, unless the board has any questions.
Any?
It's going to be a while.
Any questions?
No, I just wanted to say I did not make Shop with a Cop. I had chicken pox, and I didn't think the children would appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Although, yeah, they probably are all vaccinated, but you never know. You never know. So, okay.
I've got Martin. Just one comment. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Rogers, for inviting our office to attend Gino and Cliff's retirement. I was happy I was able to present a proclamation for Gino for all of his service. So we are very sad to miss him, but I know your team is great with everybody. So you will continue on doing great work.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So we won't have our monthly conversation with a cop or coffee with a cop for January. We are going to do a joint one in February with Commissioner Naft, and we'll get flyers out for that in the next week. So hope everyone can make it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to number three. Receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding all calls and services during the past month.
Happy New Year's, Board. My name is Battalion Chief Scott Strayleaf, Battalion 6 of Clark County Fire Department. I've got the stats. I hope you all got, they all got handed out to you. We had an increase in service at both of our stations last month. Station 76 had an increase of 14 calls over December of 21. They ended up with 133 calls, and Station 85 had an increase of 4 calls for a total of 101. For the entire year, they had from 21 to 22, we had an increase in service calls of 190 calls total. That's 6%. Last year, our units down here in Laughlin responded to 3,251 calls.
Well,
and that's all I have for today.
Any questions?
Nope. Was there any update? I know you guys had the boats and stuff and the personal watercrafts that were being, you know, brought down into this area.
We have the two new jet skis. We need to properly train personnel on them, and the water's too cold and the water level's too low right now to get out on the water. So we're setting that up. Captain Taggart, that's with me, is arranging to have that start in March.
Okay. I was just, originally you had said you thought maybe May it would be out here at that time, or is it March now?
Yeah, well, no, March for the training. And so, I don't know, as soon as we can get everybody trained to be certified on it, then we can get them out on the river. Which will be, we're waiting, we're anxious, because it'll be a tremendous help for the whole community as soon as we get those jet skis going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation.
Sorry. She gave this to me, but oh. Jason's not here. Jackie and Tanya Grandmas.
Okay. He's not with us today. Is there reports in the back of the room? Okay. You can have a report from the back of the room. Jason. Same thing with Jason from the Big Bend Water District. He's not with us, but there are reports in the back. Receive a report from Leon Bilbray.
Griffin Grasso here, Parks and Rec. Happy New Year to everybody. For December, statistics would be 18 programs, 745 participants. And our update, starting actually tonight, will be our Cornhole League. We'll start up today, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30, or sorry, to 8 p.m. at the Spirit Mountain Activity Center. And that's all I got for you guys.
What was your name again? Sorry.
Griffin Grasso, G-R-A-S-S-O.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you guys like them, I can continue to bring them every session. So as you can see, it'll be session one and then the next session, so that'll kind of get you up into the middle of February, and then I can kind of bring you guys another one for the next sessions. Yeah, and just keep in mind, if you're going through them, all of the field trips, they are all completely booked. So, and they book up pretty fast. So if you guys wanted to do any of those field trips, come to the Activity Center pretty quickly.
Just out of curiosity, Tammy, yeah. Do we have like a circular place for these? If you continue to generate them, yeah. They can also be distributed here.
Yep. Yeah, I would continue to bring them, and then they are at the back of the room. I have a big stack of them up there too, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we have the little, I don't know, wheels that spin around for information from all different things. This would fit into
okay.
That too.
Okay. Excellent.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you. I receive a report from Sabrina Mills with the University of Nevada.
Hello, everyone. I don't really have a lot of new information, just my scheduled classes that I reported on last month, but I did want to say that we have our Healthy Living While Aging newsletter that is in your packets and also on the back table. It's just a newsletter that we release every month, and so I thought I'd bring it to the public so they can have their hands on it. And then I'll just announce again, our Ask a Master Gardener meetings are still happening at the Laughlin Library. They're just once a month on the, I always forget, it's the third Wednesday of each month. And so, and then those dates are on the flyers in the back as well. But our next one is January 25th from 10:30 to 12:30. My second announcement with Master Gardeners is that the community garden is open for reservation if people want to reserve a plot at the community garden. They just need to fill out an application and talk to me. If you want to schedule an appointment to talk to me, you can just email me at sabrinamills@unr.edu. And that's on the flyers in the back as well. And then with 4-H, there is the New Faces, New Places class that's happening. The first date for that is January 31st. I'm super excited. I'm going to try to get that out to the schools as well so they can distribute it to all the children that way as well. So that's all I have.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Yep. Receive a report from Mike Jackson, Executive Director of Southern Nevada Transit.
Hello, Mike Jackson, Executive Director. Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. Seems like it's been a while since we've gave a report. For the last quarter, our ridership is continued to increase and doing well. I think a lot of it has to do with our partnering and our outreach and our free rides. It's working. It's coming back up and it's continuing to climb, and I think that it will continue to climb. Good example, we're doing the same thing in Mesquite. In Mesquite, about a year and a half ago, ridership was at about 3,000 a month. A month ago, we hit 10,000, which is pretty good for Mesquite. So we've been doing a lot of work up there. You know, I normally don't talk about the other sites, but to remind you guys that we do operate in Boulder City and Mesquite as well. Laughlin is the flagship we're most proud of. Got a nice facility here, and we got 40-foot buses. The other sites don't have the big buses. On our paratransit rides, it's kind of staying stable. That is an expensive service. I don't push a lot of outreach on it, but I think it's coming time to where we need to. We need to make sure that the people who cannot get to a bus shelter because of medical reasons know that we're there to be able to pick them up. So we're going to start pushing a little bit on that and start doing some outreach and start talking with the community to make sure that they are aware that that service is there. Through everything that we've gone through with COVID and all that, the ridership has dropped a lot. It used to be up around 2,000. Of course, our fixed route was up, our highest was 40,000. So, I mean, we got a long ways to go and get back where we were, but the economy plays a key role as well. Some of the general updates, we had our second annual bus rodeo, and it is spelled correct, R-O-A-D-E-O, and it's also an employee appreciation picnic. So it's not open to the public, but we do invite a lot of our partners and our stakeholders. RTC was there. Mark was there. Mark got to drive a bus, a 40-foot bus. Yeah. Scared me. failed to note it here. Mark was able to present all the employees at the employee appreciation picnic with proclamations from our commissioner. And so that was very nice, very well received, and really gave it a good touch to the picnic that we had. We have it right there at our site. We had bus manufacturers there. We had bus sales there. We had booths. We had bouncy house for the kids. I think probably the favorite thing is the pie throwing. What we do is all the management team takes turns, and James made the device, and we stick our heads through, and all the employees get to throw pies at their bosses. And they didn't line up for me this time. So I told them they wouldn't get no raise. So, but it was a good event. We're looking to expand it next year. I'm looking at inviting other grantees in the state to come down and compete. I'm going to be working with NDOT on it, and NDOT's going to get involved, and it can become quite a nice event. So, and we'll host it here in Laughlin. For the different outreach events that we've done, this year in October, we supported Searchlight with our haunted 40-foot bus. You know, we've kind of been floating around every year, kind of letting everybody enjoy that deal that we put together. You know, we had it over in Bullhead one year. We had it in Oatman last year. We had it in Searchlight this year. We've had it up at the school a few years back. So we've just kind of been floating around. I think Laughlin's probably, well, Searchlight wants it back. So we might end up doing two buses because Laughlin's next. So we want to, you know, get things going. And it's a 40-foot bus. We set it up. It's a haunted bus. The kids come in. They get scared. They go out. They get their candy.
Simple process.
We also participated in Laughlin National Night Out. That was a great event. Sue was there. Sue's a pretty recognized face in the community. She's out there handling a lot of that stuff. We also provided transportation for the shop with the cop, as we do every year, and that's always a very successful event. Silver Rider, you know, we're doing a lot of free rides, and it's really working. Understanding that our transportation is paid for by grants, not by Farebox. The Farebox helps offset cost, it kind of helps with the money flow, but it nowhere near pays for the transportation. Farebox, our Farebox revenue probably makes up about 5% of our total expenses, if that. So just understanding, a lot of people think, oh, that Farebox, man, you guys are making some money, that money's just rolling in there. It's not that much, you know, even with everyone paying their part. So the free, it's all about riderships and grants, and the money that the state gets from the feds is based on ridership. So the more ridership that we could prove, the more money NDOT, the state, can get to divvy up amongst all the grantees. So we're pushing ridership, and that's why I'm doing free rides. That's why I'm linking up with BATS. Anything we can do to increase ridership so we can show that ridership for the state of Nevada. And it's working, and we'll continue to do so. So basically every major holiday, free rides. I mean, why not? We don't want people to be out on the roads, and a lot of people tend to drink during the holidays. So why not offer free rides on the buses? SNTC is also actively partnering up in assisting the Laughlin Airport with their air show. I've been meeting with them for the last few months and planning. I'm chairing the transportation part of it, and it is quite a task. It's going to be a very, very good big event, and it's challenging because it's all remote parking. As you know, the airport doesn't have enough parking to park 10,000 people. So we come up with a plan, and we're coming up with 40 school buses to transport these people from the remote parking. And we're getting it all designed up, and this is our team here. And we got the maps, we got the routes, we got all of the stuff that we're working on, and next is gonna be manpower for the parking lots and signage and all this kind of stuff. So it's quite a task, but I think the most important thing with the air show is transportation, getting people to it and not having those complaints in these lines. It's going to be very challenging when 10,000 people want to get back to the parking lot at the same time. So we're going to do the best we can. We got it pretty well designed, and I think it'll be a great, great event. So a lot of work's going into it. We've got an excellent, excellent team, and I don't want to give too much away because Jackie will give more details as it gets developed. The other thing I hadn't brought up, SNTC is active in the Laughlin Community Emergency Response Team, which is stands for CERT. And we appointed Sue Bishop quite a few years ago. You've been?
About 8 years.
8 years. So I think it kind of popped up when the water got contaminated and all of that. So Sue's been very active in it. She's the chair. We sent her, where did you go? Back east?
Texas.
Sent her to Texas for a bunch of schooling, certifications, anything that can help with building this good team to help us with the emergency response for the community. And Sue's very dedicated, and she's doing a great job. This year, SNTC added to its 2023-2024 match budget with RTC. Now, I spoke before about how we got money awarded to us from NDOT for capital, and that's purchasing buses and facility improvements. Well, it's time to get the match money, so I requested in our budget with the RTC the match money so we can move forward. We are going after 3 more new buses for Laughlin. These buses are the small cutaway that handles the express routes to Vegas and handles the paratransit. And I'm switching the entire fleet over as I replace them to a low floor bus that will have no steps going in. One step to get in, but not the steps. And it'll have a ramp, which is a lot safer, less liability, and a lot quicker to board people. but of course more expensive. But the RTC recognizes the value of these type of buses. We've been running them in Mesquite since 2010, and it was really difficult to make MPOs and understand the reason why I wanted to go to these buses, and now RTC is converting their entire fleet, paratransit fleet, over to them as well. Because dwell time is money. Time is money. And you can board more people faster, and it's about ridership. So it'll be a good move, a lot safer move, and we'll have really nice buses. We're also moving forward on match for a solar power parking structure, not parking cover. This cover will cover all of our big buses in the parking area at the yard, and it will generate 120% of the current power used. What I'm moving towards is infrastructure for electric vehicles, of course. I want the infrastructure in place before I go electric. Now we have hybrid electric, but the little buses will eventually be plug-in. Our big buses and the technology we've got going on there is working well, and that's my next subject, is the 40-foot buses, the new buses that I mentioned that we got new, or we're getting new, I think, in our last one. We received them, we put decals on them, and we got them in service right away. They're doing quite well. It took us about a month, month and a half to get the geofencing working. The geofencing is for when the bus enters into a residential area, it switches to full electric, and it goes through the residential area full electric. It's very quiet, and of course, very fuel efficient as well. These buses are doing amazing. I don't have the stats on the fuel mileage yet. I'm still kind of establishing some historic because the numbers weren't quite right in the very beginning, so I need more history into the computer before I can really establish some good numbers for the fuel mileage. It wasn't showing what I expected because our last new buses are getting 8 miles per gallon, which is very good for a 40-foot bus, and I expect these to be somewhere around 10 to 11. So we'll see how that next report, I'll have the fuel mileage for them. And we're still painting them. You know, we got one in the shop now getting painted. So you'll see them out there white. One's in the shop getting painted. It's a long process. Once it gets done, it gets cut loose. Another one comes in and gets done. So we're on our third and got two more to go. Meals on Wheels. We're continuing to have a few openings on Meals on Wheels program. Client must be homebound. Meals are delivered every Wednesday with 1/2 gallon of milk and bananas. There's another program in the area sponsored by Helping Hands in St. Mary's. And they have this mail order food that a lot of the seniors are interested in. And it is a better selection of food. It allows them to choose what they want. And I really like their program. The only problem is there's no well checks being done. And that's very important for the homebound, is to have well checks. And I think, Pamela, you brought up a few meetings ago when we were ending this COVID period that there was a few homebound seniors that their food wasn't being put away and stuff, and we weren't allowed to go into their residence at that time because of COVID, but normally we do. And we're able to kind of, you know, do these well checks, put the food away, see how things are going, and if something's not right, we report it. So what I'm working on is seeing how, and I've already talked to the state about partnering up with Helping Hands and St. Mary's and just kind of blend our programs rather than having duplication of service, but put them together. So it's up here, I just gotta get it down on paper, and I think that I can accomplish it. The state's very excited about it, they love partnerships. So we can give them this better choice of food that is actually cheaper and be able to do our well checks and give them maybe some other things on top of it, it'll be great for the homebound. And then our numbers that we currently service will go up because, of course, we've lost some to the other service because they can't receive both. So we're working on it. That's all I got. Any questions?
Any questions? I want to really thank you for your efforts and everything, your commitment to the Laughlin community. A lot of these programs are really great programs, and I know a few people who use them.
Very good.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything else?
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we receive a report from Jackie from the Laughlin Chamber. She is not with us today, but she has her Laughlin Chamber report and her Laughlin Tourism in the back room, if you would like the report. Okay, Tanya from the Laughlin Library is also not with us today, but she has a report on the back table if you would like to report. Well, we're just moving right along today. Receive a report from the Laughlin School. I do not see Miss Estes. Okay, number 13, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings. Do we have any? Okay, we'll move on. Planning and zoning, we don't have any today. We do not have any general business, which moves us to the comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdictions will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by a majority vote. Do we have anyone? Okay. We'll move on. Our next meeting will be February 14th, 2023. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
That's Valentine's Day.
I'd like to make a couple things. The bridge that's being built, I've had people ask me questions, and I have no idea what's going on. Is there anybody that doesn't know?
Yeah, I can get an update from Public Works and either have them present it or provide it for next meeting. That's more than welcome. I think that'd be a good thing. I know. They will be able to tell us more information on it. So, yeah, but I believe it's going along schedule. As everyone can see, it is being constructed. I know they've kind of carved out the road that they're going to use on the Nevada side that's going to connect to it. So, it's going to be a great resource to the community when it's complete. So, and I know,
there is. Yeah, just so everyone else can hear.
Yeah, on the Laughlin Communities Facebook page, there's a video that people keep posting, like with weekly updates of like a aerial video of what's going on with it, which is pretty cool to watch. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, our next meeting will be February 14th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.